active site. So this is the so-called NINPAC benchmark site. So NINPAC is just a solution of matrix equations. It's just solving AX equals B. And Jack Gangara, who built this site, first did this for, the original goal was actually to do every computer using Fortran. So he built it, he produced a Java version, and the nice thing about the Java version here is if you look at either your file, which you may not be able to see or hear, these are meant to be the performances of various machines. Now, although you can't read it, the fastest machine here on NINPAC has a performance of, I think, about 44 million floating point operations per second. So if we click here, we will find the performance of this wonderful machine, which is this relatively high-end silicon graphics, and we will see that our marvelous silicon graphics, which you all are dying to get, has a performance which we can't read, which is, I think, is 0.8 megaflops. So that already illustrates rather nicely the power of the consumer market. The Java interpreters for PCs are about a factor of 50 faster than the Java interpreters for the far more expensive silicon graphics workstations. And the reason is very straightforward. The Java interpreters for PCs are using the so-called just-in-time compilation technology, which is sort of obvious technology. You take your virtual machine, which is the thing you're interpreting, you're reading it, and you do the compilation, but you save the compilation, because you know that if you're, well, in this case here, we're solving linear equations, you keep reusing the code, because you're doing it as a loop, which is, I think, run 100 times in this example here. So once you do it once, you can save it and then reuse it 99 times for each further iteration of the matrix solution. So just-in-time compilation doesn't interpret the result, execute it, and then throw away the executed code. It interprets the dot class file and saves the result, and then reuses that compilation. So it only interprets it once. So the just-in-time compilation is off about 50% in this example here from the best Fortran compiler on these machines. And it's quite interesting, if you run this applet here, which is downloaded in real time, you'll find the performance is 44 megaflops. If you go back to the first screen dump I did, which was back in May, the performance, the best machine is 1 megaflop, it's a digital alpha. If you go to September, the best machine is now a PC, running at 13 megaflops, and now in February of 97, the best machine is still a PC, but it's running at 44 megaflops. So that shows you that over a time period of about 8 months, the performance of the Java interpreter on the dominant consumer market has increased by about a factor of 50. And that it's clearly superior to these fancy high-end machines, which do, of course, have much more powerful hardware and more expensive hardware. And the reason is, 4L Silicon Graphics has a compiler staff which is probably 10 times smaller than Netscape and Microsoft, which are aiming at the consumer market. And that illustrates again why Apple is going to have a difficulty, because they're going to have the same problem SGI has with their compilers. They're going to find it extremely difficult to build, either have other people build or for them to build software which is going to keep up with the power of the dominant consumer market. All right. So anyway, this actually, of course, this benchmark, I think, illustrates rather nicely the power of the applet model. Because we were able, in real time, to point out to our systems administrator what a lousy machine this is compared to the best available ones, and why you will all go back and ask for your quad PC, whatever the highest performance machine is, which you can read off from this link. this is the one from whatever it is. This one is from so this one is the one from, I think, May. And here, actually, here's my machine in my office in May. So my machine in my office looks pretty good. It was half the performance of the best machine. Now my machine in my office still runs at 0.5 megaflops, 0.54 megaflops, and the best machine is up at 44 megaflops, which is why my poor old machine, just like this machine, looks like a dot at the bottom of the curve, because SGI has not yet released a just-in-time compiler for this machine. They will, of course, and when SGI, there is, of course, no reason why a just-in-time compiler won't work excellently on an SGI machine. SGI will produce it, so, you know, some number of months from now, this graph will have a lot more equal, I mean, will have a lot of equal contributions, and presumably the SGI will actually outperform, or it will probably outperform the PC. At least the top-end SGI will, it better do. Otherwise, but that also, of course, illustrates the